Jackson Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Lawmakers in the House are set to take up the Senate's version of the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
In a social media post, President Trump had a message for House Republicans. Stay united, have fun, and vote yay.
It's back to work for jurors in Sean Combs' trial. They told the judge they could only reach a partial verdict after getting stuck on a racketeering count. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
There's a lot of decisions here, whether they committed kidnapping, arson, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, and then, of course, the other underlying sex trafficking and transportation to engage in prostitution charges.
Ryan Koberger set to enter a guilty plea today in the murders of four University of Idaho students. CBS's Carter Evans is in Boise.
The terms of the plea deal are that he's basically going to get life in prison, and it would be four consecutive life sentences.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today, lawmakers will continue working on the budget deal. The original goal is to send it to the full legislature today. The deal cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites, increases funding for the UW system, raises fees to pay for transportation projects, and adds new payments to child care providers as a critical government program ends. Republicans are happy to come to an agreement. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican Mark Bourne.
It's a compromise, right? We worked with the Gov, we worked with some other folks in the Senate side, and I think we're just continuing that work. We had some different ways that we approached it this time, and with any compromise, there's things to like and there's things to dislike.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Roy says although it's bipartisan, that doesn't make it a win.
We see a budget that was incredibly harmful, made slightly less harmful by Democratic input. Don't get me wrong. It's good to have less harm, but nonetheless, this is a far cry from what we need and what we deserve. The so-called tax cuts that are being touted by the majority party amount to a couple of dollars per pay period for an average middle-class family. That's going to be totally wiped out by the property tax increases.
The plan also includes measures to close Green Bay Correctional in 2029.
Plans in the Department of Corrections to make sure that we right size and innovate in that area for the future, and also make sure that we close Green Bay Correctional.
But Roy says there are no guarantees.
The Republicans just threw it right in the garbage and are now doing this trick again to put it in this very fancy lockbox where it's never going to happen. It is a phantom. It's a total mirage. There's nothing that we're doing in this budget that's going to allow Green Bay to be closed.
After it passes both chambers of the legislature, the budget will go to Governor Tony Evers. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple of years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money. But that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy, Miles Turner, who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there. But this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison-based filmmaker Wendy Schneider, who will discuss her screening of the Smart Studio story at the Atwood Music Hall. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
And good morning, 8:06 on this Wednesday morning, July 2nd, 2025. Nice to have you here up north. Parker Olson over in Madison Studio A2. Earl Ingram is standing by. We'll have Melissa Baldoff a little later this hour with Climate Check. All about keeping the cows comfy and cool while still having solar farms going up around Wisconsin. We'll tell you how they can actually accomplish both things. Brittany Merlot is off today, so keep an eye, or keep an ear, I guess I should say, on your local civic media station for your local forecast as we head through the end of the week. We will have a regular show tomorrow, and then on Friday we'll have a best of show. And we didn't get to hear from Melissa Kay today, but if you have not caught up with Pigeon Quest with Melissa Kay, you're going to want to listen to Friday's show as we recap what has brought us to the point of her almost having possession of a rescue pigeon that she wants to adopt. From the text line, Jim in Brookfield, another good guest, Pat, referring to our conversation on the transgender policy for the WIAA. Jim writes, "It's always amazing what can be learned when people actually do some research and learn the facts, as opposed to making blind assumptions based on a knee-jerk executive order." Conversely, on the text line, Tom from Hartford says, "Sadly, the longer the left hangs on to this, the longer the left will lose close elections. Regular people will never warm up to this. Please see reality." Tom, I love that you're a listener, but here's your lecture. You please see reality and stop referring to yourself as a regular person. There are plenty of regular people out here that don't look like you, don't love the same people as you, and also don't get on their high horse about who's regular and who's not. Some people are willing to lose elections to stand up for what's right. Pledge of Allegiance ends with liberty and justice for all, not just for the regular people. All right, let's bring in Earl Ingram, and we're going to start, unfortunately, on a bit of a down note on things happening in the Milwaukee area with the shooting death of a Milwaukee police officer, and just the blow that that deals to a community anytime, but this officer in these circumstances as well. Earl, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine, but again, we have not had a chance to talk about this case yet. I'm glad you're here for this so that we can properly convey, you know, what happened in this case. And sadly, this is something that has become all too familiar as we, you know, continue to allow guns to run rampant on our streets. Can you give folks around the state just kind of an overview of what happened the other day?
Well, you know, a much beloved officer, Mr. Kendall, Officer Kendall Corder, and Christopher McCray, two young officers who have dedicated their lives to service, in the city of Milwaukee and very well loved and known in the community, a young man who grew up in the city of Milwaukee and then made the decision to join the force and do great work. And a lot of great work in, you know, building bridges. And so when I say much beloved officers, they were every bit of that. And so they worked with a lot of young children, and certainly when people saw them, they were much beloved. I know when I was a young man, we used to know the officers who were in our community as they were a part of the fabric of the community. These young men recreated that in their stint with the Milwaukee Police Department. And, you know, a wayward young man, Tremaine Jones, 22 years old, got into a situation where he and his girlfriend, he was unfaithful. And this just goes to show the insanity that goes on in this nation and the impact of having so easily accessibility to guns. Tremaine Jones apparently was unfaithful to his girlfriend, and, you know, and she called, you know, some people that she knew to basically go after her boyfriend for being unfaithful. He brings a gun. The guy that she calls brings a gun, and they begin to shoot it out. You know, I mean, the Wild Wild West, OK Corral, all of that insanity that happens, unfortunately, too often in this country. And that situation escalated. And so the police were called, as what happens normally in a situation like that. And they come and they, you know, we're talking about dark. They can't see. They don't know what's going on. And, you know, people point to, they ask them about where the shots came from, and they point to the alley. And Tremaine Jones, a 22-year-old with a, you know, criminal record, is hiding in the bushes. He had fired his weapon at the other guy. And he claims, again, Tremaine Jones, that he heard them coming through the alley. He thought it was the guy he had shot at, who had shot at him. And he, you know, shot 16 times at these officers. And, you know, with a high-powered weapon that nobody should have on the street. And unfortunately took the life of, you know, this officer, Kendall Corder. And I'll tell you, man, I've lived through a lot of these things, but our community is taking this harder than I think I ever recall them taking a law enforcement officer losing his life.
No, because, again, when we look at every other developed nation on earth, you know what? They have infidelity. They have love triangles. They have domestic disputes. What they don't have is such ready access that somebody feels like it's a good idea to wave at or even shoot guns at, you know, at an ex-girlfriend, at somebody that's trying to have a disagreement with you, and get into the situation where, you know, you think you're firing at somebody as if that's okay, but it actually turns out to be these officers instead. And again, the only foundation there is the guns and the prevalence of them. Everything else exists everywhere else in society. So let's not be blaming society. Let's blame that culture of people everywhere who just can't see that the resolution of this problem is to give up this worship of firearms.
Well, you're talking to a guy who is 70 years old, actually 71, who had never had a gun in his hand until about a year and a half ago that I went through the FBI training, you know, program. I was asked if I would want to do that. And for the first time in my life, I had a weapon in my hand. I would have never probably ever had one, and it went to my grave. My father never had weapons in the house, so I've never had them. My children have never had them, and my nieces and nephews likewise. I'm not opposed to guns. People have a right to guns. But what I am opposed to are laws like those that gun show loophole, where people can sell guns to people like Tremaine Jones and not be held accountable. You know, if you're going to buy a gun from a licensed dealer, there's background checks and 48-hour waiting periods, but you can then take that gun and sell that gun to anybody you want to without any background. And that's how so many guns get into the hands of people like Tremaine Jones. That's what I'm opposed to. That legislation needs to change, and the easy accessibility to guns to even 14-year-old children in the community where I live, is that at some point in time, it's got to come to an end.
And when you talked about the number of shots that were fired, it brings up the prevalence of extended magazines that carry so many more bullets, and extended magazine was among the, you know, weaponry and accessories that were recovered from Jones and from others at the scene here. So, I mean, the evidence is clear of what it is that allowed this situation to get out of hand. So when this does, and you have, like you said, an officer who was so well regarded and is, you know, killed in the line of duty, where does a community go from there? You obviously, you have the funeral, you have the remembrance, and what can we do to just not let it fade away and forget until this happens again?
Well, that's the horrible thing about it. It will fade away. It will be forgotten until the next time. You know, it doesn't happen as often as it used to. But, you know, even one time is too much pain for a community that's already in pain to have to deal with, especially with the holiday coming up.
Yeah, especially with any holiday coming up and a long weekend for this family, for this officer. We're talking to Earl Ingram about stories that he's following in Southeast Wisconsin. I've got 3 minutes here until the break, and so let's change gears. Let's get just a little lighter here and talk about your thoughts on all the roster moves by the Milwaukee Bucks. And then we're going to take a break. Some of you folks will have a local update. Others will come back here and we'll talk about Attorney General Josh Call suing the Department of Education about, you know, the impact on mental health for our youth. That'll be after the break. But before we go to that break, again, lots of moves by the Milwaukee Bucks. What were your thoughts on that, Earl?
Well, you're talking to a guy who remembers when the Bucks first came to Milwaukee, and it really, nothing ever surprises me with the Bucks and the Bucks management. They are fearless. They don't ever stay pat. And I will tell you, the release of Damian Lillard and swallowing that $112 million is a sign of just how aggressive the Milwaukee Bucks are. It opens the door. The addition of Miles Turner, a great center. I mean, to replace Brook Lopez, who wasn't mobile, with Miles Turner, who's also a great outside shooter, but a lot more mobile, is going to open the door for Giannis to do a lot more things. The re-signing of Gary Trent and Porter and others pencils the Bucks in now as somebody to be reckoned with in the coming season. A lot more athletic, a lot younger, and it's amazing what they've been able to do. They were just locked in with somebody with no draft choices, mm-hmm, and basically no future. The Bucks do a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah, they do. I mean, again, there were plenty of folks after this last first-round elimination were willing to say, well, that's it. You know, the full rebuilding is going to start. But, you know, rebuilding doesn't mean you tear the whole thing down. Let's consider this a really good remodel that's in the works here. So we've got Earl Ingram here that we're talking with. We'll continue that for some of you. Others will get a local update. And when we're all back together in about 15 minutes or so, we will talk to Melissa Baldoff with our climate check for this week. And later, James Kelly will talk about some of the stories he's covering for Civic Media across Northwest Wisconsin. This, of course, is all followed by Matt Nair on Air. Coming up with Dan Schaefer at 9:30, and then just after 10 o'clock, Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Then Todd Alba's on from 2 to 4 today, and you can join me there, along with Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project, joining Todd Alba at just after 2 o'clock this afternoon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 1st, 2025. Have your host James J. here, and joining us, our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hittner with us right now. How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Great, yeah.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being able to work out the schedule with us and everything. We are able to get together, hang out, and talk a little shop. Thanks. What's happening?
Oh man, I mean, 4th of July is coming up.
Yes.
That's exciting.
We have a recap from like our recent Terry Naturally talk at our store.
Yeah.
Yep. In-person talk was really great. Big success. Mm-hmm. What else?
And we're going to talk
sun exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a little sensitive to the sun, or you just want to be protected from the sun, we've got some fun ideas for you. I don't know where we want to start.
And then we have some presentations that are coming up. Why don't we jump into the 4th of July stuff and sun, because it's here. And
that's where I was going to start.
Presentations and things like that and our recap.
To mm-hmm. yeah. Okay.
So right, 4th of July, it's loud. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's
my dog doesn't think it's fun.
No.
Yeah. Dogs don't like it.
No.
So we have a wonderful product that happens to be on sale this month, 20%
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the Terry Natural brand, but it's calming formula by Terry, and it's to help with anxiety for your pets. So whether your dog gets anxious when they go to the vet,
mm-hmm.
or
like mine yesterday.
Okay, like did you give him some of that?
Yeah.
Right.
I give him some in the morning, then right before, like 20 minutes before we leave, I'll give him some more.
Perfect.
He really did pretty good. He had to get his I forget what it's like for kennel cough. He had to get that
re-upped.
You know. And you know, he was pretty good about it.
Nice.
Last week, my fur brother Sam had to have a couple shots done, and he's always mopey the rest of the day. He's always just kind of mopey. But it was good he had it done, and it was great. But it is you wouldn't want to have to go through that just to calm the dog.
Right.
This is much better.
This is great. Mm-hmm. It's really easy for them to take. You know, you can put it in their food or put some peanut butter on it and do it that way.
Just dunk it in peanut butter and then give it to Louie, and he's like the happiest dog ever. And it works great for, like, dogs that get anxious in the car.
How about thunderstorms?
Thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of jets flying over, at least in my neighborhood. You get these, like, and sometimes they're those supersonic ones.
Yeah.
And Louie will still kind of bark, especially with the supersonic ones. I mean, those, like, all bark. They're just
Steven
like...
Steven is a dog now, everyone.
Yes. Yep.
They get me excited, guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not alone.
Yeah.
But traveling, if you're traveling with your pet in a car or on an airplane, that's an anxious new environment. Your routine's off. It's great for pets just to help, like, create a rhythm, just for them to feel calm, safe. And we have this in a formula for humans, and it's fantastic for all of the things we just talked about.
It's one of our best sellers. And it's, like, good for kids.
Yes,
like, four and up. So, you know, actually, you know, kind of a little bit of a secret, you can buy the human one or you can buy the pet one and like I'll be like, hey Louie, can I take some of your calming formula? The one with a dog on the front of it and he's like, go for it, buddy. You need it
it's
today.
It's the same thing.
And so he'll share it with me.
That's actually really good to know.
And I'll share the Angio Calm with him. He's good with it.
You guys are so nice.
The one I probably wouldn't take from Louie's supplies is Calm Chews. These are also for dogs, also from Terry Natural, also on sale. Mm. And this is a newer formula. But these ones are made with, I think it's beef liver. Yeah, the beef liver.
Beef liver's not my favorite flavor. Come on.
I mean, it's made in a human grade facility, so it's definitely up to high quality, but I wouldn't eat this one. But this has great ingredients too. It's a newer formula. Maybe a little bit easier if you've got dogs that are like a little trickier to give. Like these Angio Calm ones are like a pill. So you cover them in peanut butter, it's fine. But these ones, you can just give them to like a treat. So,
yeah, they love it.
And we love our furry friends. Yeah. And it's a great note every time this year that we mention this and remind people about this. I appreciate, too, that you mentioned that there are human products for this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know we have a lot of our veterans out there that struggle this time of year. And any opportunity to be able to help with any of these categories is great. And then there are kids, too, that are certainly a factor to think about with this. So absolutely. All great things where you can still celebrate the 4th and you can know that your friends or family or furry friends are okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're like me, 4th of July has already started this week.
Yeah.
Because there's some neighbor somewhere blowing off fireworks every night of the week. So
it's like a
try them out a little earlier. They do have a money-back guarantee, both of these Terry Natural products. So great time to test them out. On sale, money-back guarantee. You know, have a peaceful 4th of July with your pets.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. A peaceful one.
Yeah.
Let's talk sun, but not like sunscreen. We've done that one. You guys know we have sunscreen, bug spray. It's great. But we want to talk about a product called Astaxanthin, which is say that 12 times
I was going to say, well done on the pronunciation on that one.
Astaxanthin. It's a really cool product that protects your skin from the sun. We've had some dermatologists even say it increases the natural UV protection of your skin by times three.
Whoa.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's a good product for all of us to take, especially in the summer. But astaxanthin is full of like really good nutrients for your eyes as well, not just your skin. And it's the pink pigmentation that the flamingos will eat down. Yeah. It's like what's in the shrimp.
Makes them pink.
Right?
It's what their food eats that they eat that make them pink.
That makes
them pink. Flamingos are pink for that reason.
Because
salmon is pink because of astaxanthin.
Yep.
And it's a powerful antioxidant. Mm-hmm. You know, like... I'm sure there's some number in this piece of paper I'm looking at, but it's probably more powerful than, you know, blueberries or these other things we kind of rank things on. And like Katrina said, great for the summertime, great for eye health. It's also good for just overall inflammation. I think it's showing here, it showed CRP numbers, so C-reactive protein, that's a marker for inflammation in the body, reduced by over 20%. At the end of an 8-week trial, the placebo group levels actually increased. So You know, this worked, you know, kind of like you'd want it to reduce inflammation. And that's an inflammation marker in your whole body. So it would help with anything that's related to inflammation, which, spoiler alert, everything is, is related to inflammation. All the itises are the easiest ones. Anything with itis means inflammation. So arthritis, dermatitis, et cetera. Those are all inflammation related. So astaxanthin is probably one of...
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman. Wisconsin's top prosecutor Josh Call says a federal judge has stopped what he calls a dangerous move by the Trump administration to gut the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Attorney General Josh Call and 18 other states' attorneys general sued in May after HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. announced a sweeping overhaul of the agency. Call says cuts would have crippled programs like Head Start, maternal health tracking, and disease surveillance at the CDC. On Tuesday, a Rhode Island judge issued a preliminary injunction, blocking the mass layoffs and halting the restructuring, at least for now. Meanwhile, the state legislature is expected to take up the budget today, and some Democrats have expressed frustration that the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund, an environmental conservation program that's operated in the state for more than 3.5 decades, was left out of this year's budget. State Rep. Deb Andraka.
We should just fund it. I know we're all getting a ton of mail on Knowles-Nelson. It is an environmental program that is the envy of other states.
Democrat from Whitefish Bay at a budget committee meeting on the Department of Natural Resources last Friday.
It's just we want to do it right. We want to make sure all the stakeholders have a good feedback. We had a good hearing. We built from that hearing, and you're going to see a lot more coming up in the future.
That's Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwak, who's also on the budget committee. He's co-author of a separate bill that reauthorizes the conservation program until 2030. The bill also requires the Department of Natural Resources to prioritize projects for property development rather than acquisition, and restricts the acquisition of land in excess of $1 million. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not really necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen will join us to discuss breaking news as it continues on the state budget and in Washington. Plus, what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I am very thankful that Melissa Baldoff is willing to come in here once a week and talk about climate issues. It's a subject near and dear to her heart, but she wears many hats as a consultant, as a political strategist, and more. And so we're probably going to spend more time in this segment on a couple of other matters, and then we'll get to a little bit of our climate check and the happy cows that can result from a little bit of creativity when it comes to solar farms that are out there. But Melissa is going to help us first deal with the new budget deal right after we talk about the breaking news of the state Supreme Court throwing out the 1849 law that some had considered to be an abortion ban. Melissa, good morning. What's your take on the state Supreme Court throwing that 1849 law out, kicking it to the curb?
Good morning. It is a good morning. And, you know, this is exactly what, you know, I think so many people wanted to see happen was a fair and impartial court invalidating a law that, you know, is almost 200 years old and really impacted the rights of women to make our own healthcare decisions. So this is, you know, this is a law that predates us even, you know, just knowing about germs, right? I mean, this is ridiculous that this has been on the books for so long. And it is just an incredible win for the people of this state to have women's rights and freedoms restored by this court.
Well, and on top of that, for all this talk about, you know, originalism and what founders intended and all that, you know, why would we take away from the notion that we have had continuously changing government, continuously changing society for these past 150, 200 years? And what the progressive justices were saying was, look, there have been all of these other changes to abortion law over the years, so many different changes that it basically can't help but overrule the stuff that was written earlier. Because, again, elections have consequences. You have different people in charge each time. They've made these changes of law. Looking at this, and I've skimmed it as quickly as I could, and I have to say this AI summary that Tony has helped put together and shared with us is, I think, pretty good. It says, the court erased the state's near-total criminal abortion ban as a matter of statutory construction, not constitutional law. Abortions may resume within the detailed and sometimes onerous regulatory framework enacted since the 1970s. They note that the legislature retains full authority to tighten or loosen that framework, and the ruling invites renewed legislative deliberation rather than ending the debate. And again, Melissa, it's just a matter of, you know, again, we, with all the respect you can have for your founders, they don't get to tie our hands. We still get to live in the here and now, whether you're talking about muskets versus assault weapons or women's role in society and the rights they have now versus then.
Exactly. You know, this is one of those perfect illustrations of why the, you know, Constitution is a living document. It was always intended to adapt and change with the times, and the framers could ever have conceived of the society we have now. I think if you took, you know, the framers and dropped them in today's society, you know, their heads might explode when they saw, you know, all of the technology we have and where we've come, you know. And that's just the whole point, is that it was always intended to be a document that was changed, was adapted. The only thing that isn't supposed to change is, you know, the core principles and beliefs of you know, life, liberty, and justice for all. That's the foundation, not, you know, any other specific prescriptive words necessarily, because those can change and should change and have changed. And the abortion law here is, you know, a great example. It's, you know, kind of like the, you know, ship of Theseus, right? And that's, I think, where we've gotten with this, the end of this case, right? Is like where it started, it's changed so much. Is it even that thing that it started as anymore? And it's really not, you know, it's changed so many times what the, you know, what the law is on abortion and what the ruling is. So, you know, I think that this is a great, great day for women, you know, to make their own healthcare decisions again, even though we know that there are limits there, but, you know, protect things like IVF, which would have been completely at risk here, and make sure that, you know, women and families have the right to make their own decisions about what's best for them.
Yeah. Folks that want to start their own theocracy can do it, you know, someplace else, because right here, every election matters. And yes, we live in a time where the next election is always the most important election. The one that switched control of this state Supreme Court was the most important election of its time. Prior to that, the re-election of Governor Tony Evers was the most important election of its time, which takes us to our next subject, the new state budget deal. Governor Evers worked it out with Republicans who control the legislature. It will be a very bipartisan vote later today in the Assembly and the Senate, with Democrats voting yes and no, Republicans voting yes and no, and people having very strong feelings on depending on what end of the spectrum they're coming from. And I'm not saying all that to say that this is a good deal, Melissa, but again, if Tony Evers had not won election, you know, the way this would look under a Governor Tim Michels administration is a hell of a lot different.
It absolutely is. And, you know, this isn't the budget that the governor wanted. The budget the governor wanted is the one he proposed. But this is, I think, this is a very good deal considering what the alternative was. And this, I think, shows the incredible commitment of the governor and his staff. I want to make sure to really shout out my former colleagues in the governor's office and throughout state government for their work on this, because, yes, it is the leaders and the principals, you know, making a lot of these deals. But it's also an incredible, incredible amount of work by the staff to get there. And their commitment to this is just unparalleled. But I applaud the governor and our Democratic leader getting there, because this is, I do believe, the best deal we could get out of this legislature. But at the same time, I respect and value and support the Democrats who are going to vote against this, because it's not what we deserve, and it's not the best budget for the state. It's the best budget we could get right now. But it's the best budget. But it's not the best budget for the state. So, you know, I think that they are correct to, you know, hold the line for themselves and for their constituents, and to draw the contrast of, you know, what is going to be in the state budget and what could be and should be in the state budget. And they'll really have a chance to demonstrate that when Democrats are in the majority in, you know, a couple years here with the budget. That's the goal. That's what we think is going to happen. Democrats taking back the Senate and an incredibly good chance to take back the Assembly. And the budget that will pass in 2 years because of that is going to look a whole lot different than this one. And it's going to be a whole lot better for the people of this state. So I think this was, you know, the right choice, even though it's a very difficult one. But Governor Evers has proven time and time again that he is willing to make the difficult choices that need to happen.
We're talking to Melissa Baldoff, and we've covered the legislative matters, the court matters. Now let's get to something that really matters: happy cows. And
I've got to just say, I still take a lot of issue with the whole marketing campaign of happy cows come from California.
Oh, yeah.
From years past. I mean, it's
that's just bull pun intended, by the way. So, yeah, we know where the happy cows are. And,
that's right.
And they're up here. The story actually comes out of Morris, Minnesota, University of Minnesota campus out there. But for all of the caterwauling about solar farms that says, well, the crops won't be able to grow now and cattle won't be able to graze now. I was always a little dubious of that because like anything else, you pick your shot. You use what is best for the land if you can. But if you can use a little creativity, then so much the better. And the story out of Minnesota is all about how a solar array, a whole bunch of solar panels, are put on top of basically an electric-powered vehicle, a tractor, truck, whatever the case may be, that slowly moves along the field so that the cows can graze in the shade underneath the panels. I don't know if I have a particular climate question here. I'm just here to salute good old American ingenuity for getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah, this is such a cool story. I loved when you sent me this. I mean, talk about innovation. And like you said, using what you have. So this is, I think, just incredible to see the fact that, we know that we have seen so many farmers and producers and folks in the ag industry be incredibly committed to climate solutions. And it is just great to see that, you can do both things, right? Two things can be true at the same time, as my husband Joseph Hecky likes to say quite often. And that is that we can do right by the planet and continue doing business in a way that is going to be productive and beneficial. So, I think this is a great example of that. And I hope to see, more. I hope to see some farms in Wisconsin employing this approach, because it seems really neat.
I've never been able to ask Melissa a personal question like this, but she has opened up the door for it. Tell me that Joseph Hecky has used that saying during discussions between the two of you to say, well, two things can be true at once. I didn't do the dishes, and I was very busy today.
No. So he definitely uses it in personal conversation with mm-hmm. me and with the kids, but not to get out of his share of
the
household chores.
All right. The solar trailer, by the way, has a capacity of 60 kilowatt hours. The panels are equivalent to about 18 kilowatt hours. It obviously does not have a long extension cord, that's tied to the grid. So you're powering these batteries that can then be used, later on down the road. But again, it's just another way of saying that invention never stops. When I was there was a special legislative committee on biofuels, and there were a lot of people going, oh, ethanol is terrible for the planet, blah, blah, blah. But the research that's being done on biodiesel all across Wisconsin, and so that you need less of a carbon footprint, to grow the corn or the different crops that make biofuels. I was just amazed by it. People wanted this knee-jerk reaction to oppose ethanol. Look at the research and watch how it's evolving and unfolding. And that frankly, given where the Trump administration is, I think that's where we're going to get, the positive stories is the ongoing role of innovation.
I agree. And that I'm going to use that to tie back to very briefly, and I'll make a point here, I promise, our conversation on the budget. And one of the reasons I think that the budget deal is the right one is because of the investment that is coming into our university system with mm-hmm. this budget. When Republicans initially wanted to do nothing, and now we're going to get a big investment for the UW system. And, that's right. This story we see is in partnership, the project, with one of the University of Minnesota campuses.
Yep.
And the campus is carbon neutral now, thanks to their advancements in energy production. So perfect. We want to make sure that we can keep innovating on our campuses as well. That's very important to our progress.
Melissa Baldoff with our climate check and much more. Thanks, Melissa. Have a great 4th.
Thanks, you too.
All right, a local update is next for some of you, and the rest of you will come back here for some final news and notes and a visit with James Kelly. Remember, you can follow me at upnorthnewswi.com and, of course, right here mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Acid Xanthan is probably one of Katrina and I's favorite things to take in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And you can take it year-round for all the other benefits, but especially this time of year.
I like to switch around. I'll do Acid Xanthan in the summertime, and then I do like elderberry in like the fall and wintertime. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of swap a root
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, another great mm-hmm. antioxidant.
Which for great for eyes and great for immune system. Yeah. So it's yeah. like just a different kind of way. But
another one we've talked about in the past, which I always like to kind of bring back, is Muscle Relax.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
The front of the bottle, it kind of sounds like, oh, that's only for muscles. Mm-hmm. But really what it's for is replenishing the calcium in the soft tissues. Mm. So we always think about calcium in our bones. That's important too, of course. This product isn't for that. This product is for the soft tissues. So there's also calcium utilized in your skin, in your muscles. So if you have muscle cramps or muscle tension, this product's great for that. But the other use that's kind of harder to explain, but also very intriguing, is in your skin when it's exposed to sun. It burns through calcium. Your sun burns through calcium, and I think it's part of the process that makes vitamin D. So if you load up on this calcium, it's a special type of calcium, calcium lactate, that's in this formula. If you load up on that before you get exposure to the sun, then your body doesn't get depleted as quickly and you don't get sunburns as easily. Cheryl Meyer, who we'll talk about in a minute here, is an educator with Terry Naturally, and she talked about how she was on a vacation in Hawaii with her grandkids. Mm-hmm. She had three grandkids. They all went on the same hike. They had a guide that was taking them out. So kids all with the same kind of skin. you know, from the same family. Mm-hmm. One of them doesn't like taking pills, so they took none. They were the control group, the placebo, right? The other two, one took like two capsules. The other one like took four capsules.
And Cheryl took, I think, 4 to 6 of them.
Yeah, I don't know if Cheryl went on this hike. She's like, you go for it, kids. Maybe she took 4 and sat on the beach, you know, yeah. Who knows. But maybe, you know, anyways. So they had like three different kids. They came back. The one kid that took 4 had almost no real sunburn. He was good to go. He didn't have any sunburn. The second one, like, had a light sunburn, but no real, like, pain or discomfort from it. The third one, who took 0, he had like this miserable sunburn because the UV is super high in Hawaii. And I'm not sure if like they were using sunscreen or not, but either way, like the three of these kids kind of like had a good story for Cheryl's story.
She was like, thank you. Now I will always use this for education, yeah, kids. Yeah. I so appreciate it. And you were sunburned. Next time, you know now.
So I like to have that one around. I don't use it every day. Maybe if I had a lot of muscle tension, I would. But if I'm going to be out, you know, in a lot of sun, I'll take it before I go out. And it's worked well for me.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of people really like that for muscle cramps. Like, mm-hmm. I had somebody that was taking a prescription, and she said it was outperforming what she had before for her leg cramps. So it's like, again, side benefits, all these wonderful things it can help with.
This one's hitting too close to home, you guys. I got to be honest with you. I've got a pain around my spine right now. Every time I breathe, it aches right there, hurts right there and everything. So everything you're talking about, just going to grab them all right now. So we want to get out there in the summer. We want to do things. We want to be active. And sometimes it takes a little bit for our bodies to get ready for that and get used to that and everything. So those aches and pains can come around a little bit more. Well, I didn't do much. I didn't do hardly anything. And then you're feeling it the next day. Right. Another good reason for that.
Yep, absolutely.
And one real quick note here, and I hope the audience is picking up on this too. In the years that we've been doing this, I just keep this kind of running thing in my head. And anytime you bring up a new product or you're talking to us about something, with your products and with these supplements we're talking about, especially when we're talking about Terry Naturally and that, we're talking about things, well, it's for this, but it also can benefit this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas anytime I'm seeing a commercial on TV or something like that of a product like that, it's always, it's for this. Side effects may include. Yeah. And there's a list of a billion things there, right, and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's such an opposite world. Mm-hmm. And I know that we kind of normalize this stuff and we're taking so much in. It's hard to separate some of these things, but I really hope people can make that separation in their head. Not just in the, you know, the effects of these things and these different products and all that, but in the advantages of them and why it's such an advantage to go to natural products, why we encourage you to check these things out so much. Not only can they be beneficial for the reasons you're taking them, but adding to other parts of the body. And also the fact that you don't hear half of this show spent on side effects may include. You know, we don't have to do that. We get to save time. We get to hang out and talk and stuff. Right. We don't have to spend time on that stuff. I really want to hit that home to people as much as we can, because more and more people are looking for help, are looking for assistance and supplements and that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that enough people are really putting the time into it. You really have to think about these things. You can't just go to a store and grab something. I wouldn't even necessarily recommend that at Family Natural Foods. I would recommend you go there, see what's good for you, and ask.
Yeah,
talk to the people there.
The literature pieces. There's always literature pieces.
I think it's a great reminder of, you know, and this will get into the talk that we just had at our store really nicely, but complementary medicine, things that complement it. So a lot of these things are natural. A lot of them have good research, good safety profiles, and even safety profiles that have been used in conjunction with pharmaceuticals. Ideally, a lot of these would maybe be great to try before you need to move to those pharmaceuticals as prevention, right? Mm-hmm. That's the best time to use any of these things. But, you know, a lot of these could be used to kind of minimize the amount of prescriptions you need to use, or to support them, or to offset side effects. We have a great book at our store called The Drug Muggers. Mm-hmm. It's written by a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Wonderful book. One of my favorites at the store, just as a reference. And it talks about how certain drugs are stealing nutrients from your body, and how you need to kind of compensate for that and balance and like, you know, obtain a balance with other nutrients because of those pharmaceuticals. So, you know, if you can avoid taking the pharmaceuticals because you're healthy and you're working on prevention, that's a good first step. But also there's a lot of answers to these things. if you need to. And that's kind of where Cheryl Meyer, who is at our store representing Terra Naturally, she started out her talk. She came from a nursing background, studied at a very prestigious nursing university, worked in oncology, which is cancer. And, you know, she saw it all. And she's been working with Terry Naturally for 26 years.
26 years, yep.
Yeah, longer than his current company's been around. So she's known him for a long time, worked very closely with him, probably closer than anyone else for that amount of time anyways. And she kind of said, yeah, this was my own journey. Like, I started out very conventional medicine as a nurse, and I was working with these cancer patients, and
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Jurors are resuming deliberations at Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial a day after they told the judge they'd reached a partial verdict but got stuck on the most serious charge. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
In some ways, it's not surprising that they haven't reached a verdict because racketeering is such a unique crime. Many jurors often don't understand how it applies.
The House could vote today on the new Senate version of President Trump's spending bill. Some Republicans object to the price tag and deep cuts to health care. Speaker Mike Johnson.
I encouraged them to amend it as lightly as possible. They went a little further than many of us would have preferred.
Severe storms forced some lawmakers to change travel plans to get to Washington to vote. South Carolina Republican Russell Fry among them.
Flights up and down the East Coast are being canceled, but I'm not going to chance being stuck in Myrtle Beach in this historic opportunity.
He drove. CBS News Brief. I'm